March 2015. Two men who've known each other for arguably too long were narcissistic enough to believe that people actually wanted to hear what they had to say on the great subjects of our day, like pornography, Michael J. Fox, and cars. And so I give you Okay, Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. Welcome to episode 1. Each week, we discuss 4 extremely broad subjects. Almost always ends back up at porn. Surprisingly, almost always. Zero exaggeration. I can't thank you enough for downloading this and for actually listening to it this far. We're a little over a minute in, so if you're still listening to me, you've made it further than I thought you would. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. And if you don't like the show, please just don't tell Sean or I. I don't think our gentle, I don't think we can handle that kind of rejection. We're nice, sweet guys. New episodes every other Tuesday. Maybe a bonus episode sandwiched in between. Thank you so much, and enjoy. Guys, what do you think me and Sean's podcast is going to be about?
Inappropriate stuff.
What do you think, Addy?
I don't know.
You don't know? Welcome to Okay, Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. On our show, we discuss 4 broad topics. This week's topic, Michael J. Fox, jobs, education, and celebrities. We also ask each other, have a segment that we call 6 Questions, where we ask each other 3 questions each. We call it 6 Questions because we're super original. Fair warning, not safe for work at fucking all. Does that kind of spell it out, people? What kind of inappropriate stuff do you think we're going to talk about?
Butts that poop.
Butts that poop. You know what? I think we do bring that up a couple of times. We actually do. It's kind of embarrassing. Marley had a guess as to what we were going to talk about. Here's that. Do you want to guess other stuff that we might have talked about?
Boogers!
Nope. Boogers did not come up. And it didn't. First subject, Michael J. Fox. I found out I have a lot of anger towards movies from my youth. They just don't seem to hold up for me, and that makes me mad. Sean, however, is still totally on board with all of it. Michael J. Fox.
What did that talk about?
Well, we talked about the actor in Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox.
Is Michael J. Fox related to Miss Fox?
No, Michael J. Fox is... Well, he's probably related to someone named Mrs. Fox. Because his name is Michael J. Fox. But I don't think he's related to our neighbor, Mrs. Fox, no.
What character is that?
He's the guy that goes back in time. Marty McFly.
Oh.
Hello, McFly. You remember that? Yeah. And I kind of, me and Sean accidentally stumble onto a possible cure for Parkinson's that I just feel dirty admitting that I suggested it. So enjoy listening to us talk about Michael J. Fox. Thanks, guys.
My G.I. Joe code name is Holster because I'm where guys put it. Yo, Joe!
Oh, I noticed you liked something that I put up, which was Lane Staley from Alice in Chains. Like, sometimes I think he's just doing, like, an angry Ethel Merman.
See, I wanted you to hear... I Love Lucy. Huh? No.
Ethel Merman was like a Broadway star. You'll be swell. You'll be great.
Then I didn't get the reference.
That's why the second part of the post said, thank you for reading this week's segment of Charlie makes references no one understands.
Yeah.
But you know that song, You'll Be Swell, You'll Be Get Great, and all that stuff. And wah! Well, that's what I think Lane Staley's doing, which is, into the floor again. And it doesn't really work unless you can see the jazz hands that I'm doing.
No, I got it.
But it's funny. I'm gonna move this back just a cunt hair because
you got to remember once we actually get talking,
it gets loud. So okay, I think that's all right.
Yeah, that'll probably work.
Yeah. So, anyways,
It's so awesome. I finally get to see how much deeper my voice is than yours.
Oh, shut up.
Because it had you, and then it, like, got deeper blue.
Oh, I don't think... No, that's decibels. I don't think it measures, like, sexy tone voice.
Well, no, but it's... There has to be bass within it, or...
Of course there's bass within it, but I don't think it... I think it's measuring, like, decibels.
Well, I know what it's measuring.
I mean, a tweet... I don't know anything about sound. Yeah. I don't think you do either. There's no sound in space,
sound
Sean.
Propagation.
So out there, what you're studying to learn will do you no good whatsoever.
You know why there's no sound?
There's no stuff.
There's no medium for it to propagate in.
So I got it right.
Yeah.
I said there's no stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, there is stuff, just not enough stuff. Well, no, I mean, space isn't empty air. Especially within the solar system, it's like a couple parts per million of
something
like hydrogen atoms, or it's just like trace elements, like atoms.
So there is kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can there is no such thing as a perfect vacuum. Like there's always the probability of being stuff. It's a quantum.
So there is stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not a lot of it.
No, absolutely.
That's why Back to the Future worked for me as a kid.
Why?
Because the science wasn't that. I'd hate to watch you watch Back to the Future now.
Why?
Because of all the scientific shit that makes no sense. And that is what's going to lead me into what I think might be my goddamn opus. I've been wanting to talk to you about Michael J. Fox for two goddamn weeks, Sean.
You've told me.
Grew up watching his movies. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say I think I've seen pretty much every one, except for like Bright Lights, Big City. And I think that's it. Oh, and that one he did with Joan Jett. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I gotta mention there's like four or five things I know him from, and that's about it. Everything else is like all his in-between movies, which it makes me feel bad because apparently he was a damn good actor, but
he is a damn good actor.
But all I have is like a very small sample. It's Back to the Futures, Teen Wolf. I've seen Doc Holliday.
I need to discuss a lot of things about Teen Wolf with you right away.
Okay.
Not that long ago, I showed my kids Teen Wolf for the first
time. Oh, I thought you were going to say your penis.
No.
No, they've seen that multiple times.
No. Oh, yeah, of course my children have seen me naked. Sometimes in a completely understandable and appropriate way. Sometimes I'm in a hockey mask running around with a rubber chicken.
Do you have the bunny ears on?
Of course.
Of course, okay.
That's why I'm not allowed in the grocery store. All right? You know this. But I showed them Teen Wolf, and I was like, so what do you guys think? And they're just like, this is stupid. And I was just really? Because I hadn't been paying attention.
You should
get
new kids.
Huh?
You should get new kids.
No. I should get rid of Teen Wolf. Because then I sat down. John, when's the last time you saw this movie? When is the last time you saw this movie?
Answer we had question. This discussion when I talked about Jean-Claude Van Damme. It doesn't have to be good acting. It just has to entertain me. It has to be some quality.
Oh, no. The acting is wonderful.
Not really.
First of all, if you ever tell me again that Michael J. Fox's acting was anything above an Oscar-level performance.
I think he overacts sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to talk about that, too. But Teen Wolf. Okay, a lot of things I have a fucking problem with Teen Wolf. All right, one. This Teen Wolf confirms the existence of werewolves. And he's not hiding away. He's on a high school basketball team, and he's so great at basketball, within one basketball game of him becoming a werewolf, they changed their mascot from a beaver to a werewolf. That shit was not an accident, first of all. That goddamn wolf head was somewhere, and they just went, there. And I'm sorry, a beaver tail on a wolf? No. But here's the thing.
It's just
within a half of basketball... Sorry.
No, it's, I was just too late on that one.
Okay. Within a half of a basketball game, second half of a basketball game, the world learns that there is indeed such a thing as a werewolf, and by the end of the game, we're all totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Totally cool with it, and there is not mass hysteria. CNN should be in that goddamn town 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, covering this shit, being covered by Wolf Blitzer, and that was not a mistake. That pun was completely intended.
Well, I mean, that movie came out in
84-ish?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, wait, it was 85 or 86, because, like, in South America, they in South America, this is how they marketed it, some country in South America, which is Teen Wolf. First Marty McFly went to back in time, and now he's a wolf!
Yeah.
What? They marketed it as, like, a sequel to Back to the Future in South America.
I mean, kind of is.
Kind of is.
No.
But yeah. And the other thing about Teen Wolf, I don't care who the fuck you are. If I know I am a old wolf, not a teen wolf, if I'm a man wolf, a werewolf man, and I have a son that's about to hit puberty and all kinds of weird shit's about to start happening to his body, the following line in the movie never would have happened. Dad! Why didn't you tell me? Sometimes it skips a generation. Fuck that. I would have told Eddie he's a werewolf when he was a fucking tween wolf. No, I don't even have to wait till he's a teen wolf. When he's like 11, like, here, look, here's the thing. Someday. And without warning.
By the way, you're going to be great at basketball. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. We got to talk about that, too. Because you're pretty tough. I don't know. Fuck it. But yeah, no, I was at some point, at some time. Could be in the middle of class. Could be while you're sleeping. Could be while you're fingering a girl for the first time. Everything on you is going to turn into a monster.
That would be pretty bad
for
her.
It would
be awful. Oh, man.
The way the fingernails grew.
Oh. And like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't even have a vagina. I can imagine that.
Maybe someday while you're jerking off, you're going to look down at your dick and realize it's like a, you know, a dog dick. With like, it looks like a tube of lipstick.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good question.
Pro, maybe if you're a werewolf, you can lick yourself there.
Well, I mean, they always say that, but would you really lick your balls knowing how they smell?
Don't care.
I don't know.
Like, I have to smell all of me all the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't care. I can get past smells.
I could.
Did you see some of the women I slept with back in the day? I can get past smells.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Yes, it is.
All right, that's one. Take a shot for okay, fair enough being said. But no, fuck Teen Wolf. And then the girl is immediately into him right after the game. She ditches her ultra hot, probably rich boyfriend, and she goes for a zoocryptological fucking creature that's not real.
Sometimes when you go wolf, man,
once you go wolf, you learn to rhyme with wolf.
Yeah, there really isn't a whole lot going there, is there?
No.
Golf? No, that's just
golf. Once you go wolf, you can't even say wolf. That doesn't sound gay. No, fuck Teen Wolf. You still love this film? When's the last time you saw it? You did not answer that question.
Yeah, it's probably been 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And I probably didn't even watch the whole thing. I probably was like flipping through channels. Oh, I love this movie. And then keep going.
You know the scene where he comes out as a teen wolf?
Hmm?
To Styles.
Dunk and shit? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I know what you're talking. Okay.
When he's with Styles.
Yeah.
And he's helping, and like Styles is looking for his weed.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, by the way, Teen Wolf, the only recorded copy we had of it was recorded off of network television. I did not grow up with that scene in my life.
Nice.
That's a tragedy. But he goes, hey, look, hey, Styles. I can't do a Michael J. Fox impression.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta tell you something. And Styles just goes, and this is a joke stolen by Eugene Merman, but it's true. He just goes, whoa, hey, what's his name? The character? Scott or something?
Was it Scott? Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you're not going to tell me you're gay, are you? And he's like, no, man, nothing like that. I'm not one of them. I'm not a queer for each other. No.
Is this an extra scene that they cut out?
No. That was a scene that made it into theaters. And I don't know, maybe the war on drugs got it cut out or something. But it's now marijuana's so okay, they allow that on ABC Family. So that's how I saw that scene again. like that. And
I don't think I've ever seen that scene.
Oh, well,
I thought I had seen like a DVD copy or a tape copy of the movie.
Yeah, no, him and Styles are rooting around in the garage. Because no, you ain't gay, are you? And then he goes, "No, man, look, Styles, turn around and look." And Styles turns around and he's a werewolf. He's just, "Hey, I'm Michael J. Fox, the werewolf." And Styles goes, and I quote, "Oh, this is beautiful." He sees nothing but opportunity from his buddy that's a werewolf.
That actually sounds, maybe I have seen that scene.
You had to have seen that scene.
I swear.
It's okay. Such a great scene.
Yeah.
Now, one, in this case, it's kind of weird that being gay in this universe is worse than being a werewolf.
I still think that if the werewolves happen today,
yeah,
more people, or you know, most of the Christians would probably still kill the gays first.
No, werewolves are children under God. As long as it fucks she werewolves, they can do whatever they want. They can, yeah. Hey, if they get stuck together, hose them down. But yeah,
that is kind of strange.
And have you ever noticed with Michael J. Fox, he is the best actor at looking clumsy, I think, in the history of acting. Like when he runs, you know, like
he does have that.
He has this weird, like he always trips over his feet when he's running away.
Maybe that was like early signs nobody caught.
Oh no. No. No.
I don't know.
No.
I never thought of
no,
that.
No, I'm saying this, is that he's clumsy in the most graceful way imaginable. Like, he always looks like he's about to, like,
good
eat
at
shit. I don't know. Well, yeah, lots of that. But he's clumsy as fucking ever. He's always falling over shit. Tons of pratfalls. Like, he's always running away from something, and he loses his footing just a little bit, or trips over his own feet, or runs and does some weird half-a-spin move out of a diner. Like, I don't know if it was Back to the Future 2 or Back to the Future, where he's running out of...
It was 2.
He's running out of the diner, maybe away from Biff or something. Or Griff. Yeah, the cartoon version of Biff. Fucking Griff. That... Fuck Back to the Future 2 as well. That movie can suck a cock. Anyway, but he's running out. And he's like, "Oh, I gotta get away." But he's like running in these weird circles where you're sitting there going, "He's gonna fall any minute." And he doesn't. He just gets up and runs.
He's actually Spider-Man.
Oh. You know the worst part is
and
about
he
making
fucked his mom.
That's what gave him the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
The Christians wouldn't be down with that either. You can be a teen wolf. Don't fuck your mom, wolf. Did you know one little thing about the DeLorean, the actual car, the DeLorean? Not the Back to the Future DeLorean.
No, I understand.
How fast does that car have to get to go back in time?
I mean, on the movie, 88.
Yeah, which makes... There's absolutely no reason why any car... If you have a time machine, once your car gets to 88 miles an hour, your time machine works. It makes no sense. But in real life, the actual DeLorean, like the for real DeLorean, the maximum you could go in it was 85 miles an hour.
That doesn't surprise me.
You couldn't.
I mean, it was a novelty pitch the whole way. I mean,
it was a Coke fueled idea.
That was in no way meant to ever be a thing. That move, if it wasn't for Back to the Future, they wouldn't. You probably would have never heard of a DeLorean at this point.
No, absolutely. The DeLorean was actually gaining popularity. I mean, there were a lot of problems with it, but then John DeLorean got busted like buying all that coke from a fucking like DEA or FBI agent. That didn't make it into Back to the Future, I'll tell you that much. Doc wasn't sitting there in the future going, "Oh no, my stash." It was in the trunk of the time machine. I was gonna go to the future and party it the fuck up. But fuck Back to the Future.
So you love Michael J. Fox.
I love
you hate
Michael J.
Every
Fox.
Every single movie he's in.
I kind of do now. I kind of do. I don't like Back to the Future. Oh no. Here's the thing. I get it. I get the Back to the Future movies. And yes, but I remember as a kid, like 10 or 11 years old, going to the theater to see Back to the Future Part 2. By the end of it, I was just like, I don't need to come to the theater to see part 3. I'm done. Tapped out. Maybe I'll rent it on VHS. I'm done. I hated Back to the Future part 2. It got dark. And I don't, like, they made everyone in the future, like a fucking anime cartoon. Mm-hmm. Griff is all jacked up on fucking... No. Even the old Marty McFly, played by the legendary thespian Michael J. Fox, is a stupid caricature of a failure of an old man.
Did you say that was the original actor of...
What?
You said the man himself?
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. Even Michael J. Fox can't pull off...
Did you say he was the original actor?
I guess. I don't know what I said.
Okay. He wasn't actually the original actor.
So. Well, you got some Eric Stoltz notes written down?
No, I did not have it written down. I just knew that.
Let's talk, baby. I'll talk about some Eric Stoltz Back to the Future with you.
That movie never would have worked with Eric Stoltz.
Oh, no. I mean, he's a... I don't think I had heard of him before Butterfly Effect, and I know you might not get that reference, but...
No, I saw the Butterfly Effect.
He's in it for, like...
He's a child molester. Yeah. He molests a young Ashton Kutcher and Amy Smart.
Yep. That was the first time I can actually, like, consciously remember knowing the name Eric Schultz.
Even like, back with Pulp Fiction?
Was that before or after Pulp Fiction?
It had to have been way after Pulp Fiction. The Butterfly Effect happened when I was like in college. Pulp Fiction was high school.
Was it? Okay.
He was the heroin dealer in Pulp
Fiction. Well, I mean, I know, but I'm pretty sure I was in high school.
You'd never seen Mask?
He was in the second one though, right?
What, the second what one?
Was he in the first Mask?
No, not the mask.
Oh, you're talking about the
mask, the fucking Rocky Dennis fuck up face, the Easter Island on shoulders guy.
You said mask. Yeah,
I'll take my mask off when you take your mask off, you son of a bitch. Line from the movie. Great movie. I think Cher won an Oscar for it, or if she didn't, she should have. Cher should have won every Oscar for that movie. As should have Sam Elliott as her heart of gold biker boyfriend.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think I maybe watched that movie half a time back when I was about 8. I have never seen it since. So
it's a good movie.
Any reference? I knew Cher was in it. I would have gotten that. Other than that, I didn't know anybody.
Well, Eric Stoltz's mask. I mean,
is it
Rocky
Stoltz
Dennis?
Or Schultz? I'm confused.
Oh, it's Stoltz.
It might be Stoltz.
I don't know. Hey, wait a minute.
It doesn't matter.
The fact that you can...
MJF.
That's exactly... The fact that what you know Eric Stoltz for, his best work, is one where you could not see his actual face, Mask, is why we're talking about Michael J. Fox and not Eric Stoltz. Yeah. Fuck him. No, I say fuck things a lot.
Yeah, well,
I guess I'm just an angry guy.
Yeah, you are.
And here's the worst part. Like, okay... I sent you, so one thing we have to talk about is Michael J. Fox, and I didn't say Michael J. Fox, you didn't get this reference, yeah. And it was A to the J to the F to the shakes.
M to the J.
M to F. The J to the F to the shakes.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
Yeah.
And I actually feel better as a person for not getting it.
I don't blame you, because here's the thing. You
gotta get every little bit.
You can't make fun of Michael J. Fox.
No, you can.
Can you? I can't.
But you can only do it in jest. You can't do it in like...
I can only make fun of him in a mean way.
Okay.
Do you have any... No, the Back to the Future 4 joke I made out there. Back to the Future 4. Its title is...
It's hard to watch one of his interviews.
I was watching one
from a couple years ago. And do you remember
that? He moves around like he's shadowboxing.
Yeah. did you hear about that whole thing where he endorsed some Democrat for something, and Rush Limbaugh... Like, fucking was, like, making fun of him, saying that he was faking and shit like that.
I think I kind of remember that. No, he
was like, really?
He went and spoke on Capitol Hill. He got some flack because there was a rumor that he purposely didn't take his meds that day.
Now, I'm not going to argue with that.
To make his symptoms that much worse.
Yeah.
He actually wrote a book called, like Memoirs of an Eternal Optimist or something. And he said he went, like, into the Himalayas and lived with Himalayan people for a few weeks. And he said, I don't know if it was because the air was thinner or something like that. He goes, but my symptoms weren't as bad. Like, he didn't shake and move
around. If he didn't breathe as much, his symptoms weren't as bad? Maybe that...
Maybe all Parkinson's people just need to be choked a little bit all the time.
That's a new
maybe that's the answer. Oh, well, getting shaky. All right, come here, Grandma. All right.
You had to go, Grandma? Man,
well, I don't know very many children with Parkinson's, Sean.
No, I didn't mean... you were, like, very specific about it being an old woman. I just thought that was interesting. It says a lot about who you are as a person. Do we want to deconstruct that?
No. What it means is that I'm looking for an excuse to choke an old woman.
Okay.
No, she doesn't have
Parkinson's. Have you met my mother?
You get her to, like... you get her to twerk weird or something. I'll be like, yep, she got Parkinson's. Let's make this happen, Captain. Let's light this candle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Get me my belt.
I'm glad I didn't take that sip. My computer would be covered in...
And this is Michael J. Fox's fault for having fucking Parkinson's that I say these things. I'm an innocent victim in all this.
I think he would... See, the thing is, like, you know, watched him in an interview, I think he would just get a joke... Like, he'd get a trip out of it. He wouldn't... Like, if you were...
Oh, no, because like, I love Michael J. Fox.
I don't know.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Secret of My Success. Nobody has ever seen that movie. And it's such a good movie.
I'll put him as the best lead character of Back to the Future. I'll give him that.
You kind of have to.
That's the fucking point of me right. making that.
Yes, he's the best thing about the Back to the Future movies. Everything else is kind of like, ugh. And I remember one thing that was great about the Back to the Future movies is you really could believe Marty McFly as a kid. Like, that Marty McFly was a badass. Because that was the guy from Family Ties doing it.
Yeah, I was... Looking back on that, I thought I had watched more of that show, but apparently
I had apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Same here, because it comes on reruns, and I consider myself like, oh no, I watch Family Ties all the time, and now I realize, like, maybe I watched two seasons?
Maybe I watched an episode?
Yeah, it's oh yeah, Valerie's dumb, I remember that now. Oh no, Mallory. Hey, Mallory.
I didn't even know to correct you.
Yeah. And then there's Tina Yathers.
Tina
Yathers. She played the other girl child. Fucking Brian Bonsall. Do you remember that kid?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, it's a name to start. Brian Bonsall. Okay. In later years of Family Ties, also
this is
because...
the father thing that you were talking about? I thought you... Never mind.
No. The Keaton family had another child late in life. A little boy. Played by Brian Bonsall. And I think that part of it was that Michael J. Fox like was blowing up so much. They're like, well, we gotta take the load off of him. Or something, I don't know. But they decided to bring in this kid. Maybe ratings were dipping, I don't know. And he was later in a bunch of, like, Disney movies, like Blank Check and shit like that. Brian Bonsall.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Somebody might listen to this. And when I give them this next fact about Brian Bonsall, your mind is going to be fucking blown. He is now all tatted up, got neck tattoos and shit. He works construction. Almost all of his acting money is gone. He was worth millions at one point as a child. And apparently, like, multiple times convicted of, like, beating up women.
Well, sometimes you gotta punch a hooker.
What if, because of his... Ooh! What if, because of his connection with Michael J. Fox, they bonded, he loves him, and he thought, what if by punching hookers and choking them, could I cure Parkinson's? Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe it's a public service.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Oh, I just have this written down.
I'll just leave you dangling out there. Though.
You mentioned you wanted to talk about Spin City.
I mean, I watched the show. I didn't really.
This is just a little joke. This is just a little joke I came up with. It's like, yeah, well, they replaced Michael J. Fox with Charlie Sheen. Guess what? Charlie Sheen sometimes gets the shakes, too.
That's for damn sure. I'm sure he gets more than the shakes.
Oh, damn it. Well, at least my drink was empty.
That's good.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Not really.
Doc Holliday was a decent movie, but Hollywood.
Hollywood. Doc Hollywood, you son of a bitch. You did it again. You are not a fan. Kill yourself. No. Don't kill yourself. Bridget Fonda in that movie, huh?
Yeah, that was nice.
Bridget Fonda. Whatever.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was Bridget Fonda. Bridget Fonda, there's two Woody women. Harrelson, and then the other chick.
Yeah, who
wasn't Bridget Fonda.
That's right, okay.
And Bridget Fonda was Bridget Fonding it up in that one, bro.
It's the other one. You see your tits.
In Doc Hollywood?
Yeah. She's like coming out of the water.
I thought that was Bridget Fonda.
It might have been. Damn.
Bridget Fonda was the single white female.
I bought that movie and I still never watched it.
Single White Female?
No, Doc Hollywood. Yeah, like I watched it a bunch when I was a kid, and I bought it again because it was like $3 in one of the Walmart bins. So I bought it. And I was like, I'm going to watch that, and then never did. That was like 6 years ago.
It's not good.
I remember liking it. I remember watching it a bunch when I was a kid and really liking it.
Your daddy's chewing tobacco. That fucking line, like Michael J. Fox is convinced like this kid's about to die and he's about to airlift him out of the fucking town, and the old doctor comes in and he goes, charge him $10 and give him a Coke. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm at the point with all these movies. It's like, I love them just for nostalgia's sake.
Hmm.
The stories are fun. The particulars do not matter. Back to the Future is, hey, you guys want to make a time travel movie where we don't even use science at all? Because using plutonium to get a car go back in time probably has the same amount of energy as a bolt of fucking lightning. Is that even possible? You're the science guy.
Possible for what?
For plutonium to equal the same as lightning. No.
That doesn't even make sense what you just said.
Like I said, I'm not the scientist here. You are.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's obviously flawed. We can't travel time. Time is not... It's
linear. One way.
Yeah. Now, there are different perceptions, obviously, because different frames of reference, but that's really... It's only... That's why time is... Or, you know, it's all relative, as opposed to... It's all retrospective.
Oh, God.
Which is what I prefer to say.
Fair enough.
People say a man is made out of mud.
Jobs.
Made out of muscle and
blood. We talked about jobs.
Muscle and blood and skin.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Mine that's a week and a back that's
strong. I'm going to be a guy in a pizza suit.
What are you going to
Eddie, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I owe my soul.
Hot dog!
You want to be a hot dog? You do realize that, like, okay, guy in a pizza suit, that is actually a job that you could get. You're going to have to live with me and mommy for the rest of your life, and we'll probably love you a little less because of it. Just to be fair. Being a hot dog is not an option for a job. Can you think of anything else? Like, it's a real job you'd like to do when you're growing up, Eddie?
I would like finding homes for other people.
Finding homes for other people? That sounds good. I like that. Like people that can't afford their own homes, or helping people buy a house, or building them a house.
Yeah.
Or if somebody that just like lost their house and now they don't know where it is, and you go and find it.
Still, I think a guy in a pizza suit is a much better job.
I like Eddie's job better because that means Eddie can live in his own home someday and take care of himself, and that'll make me love him more than I love you.
You guys will live in a mansion, and I'll get to live in the mansion with you.
I didn't think I'll ever live in a mansion. And Sean and I figured out how we can make our millions involving, strangely enough, penguins. When you hear it, don't judge us. It's a great idea. I don't see how we couldn't like just become multi-millionaires. And we're serious. If somebody out there can come up with a gif of this penguin that we came up with, we'd love you forever. Sean and I discuss jobs. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
I owe my soul.
Oh, yeah, we've been recording.
Oh, I thought you stopped it. My bad.
No, no. Well, no, I did stop it. I only started it back up like 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. I want to know, what is the worst job you've ever had?
Wow, that's actually an interesting question.
Didn't it?
Like, I've had some really shitty jobs, but those exact same jobs were also sometimes awesome.
Really? I've never had a job that could be simultaneously shitty and awesome. Well, no, I have had one that was simultaneously shitty and awesome.
Well, it's like, first job was Domino's,
yeah.
Which sucked when it got busy. It sucked when you had to do work.
That's every
job. Most of the time. But when I first started working there, the manager, he was kind of lax. He didn't really give a shit. Yeah. As long as shit got done, he didn't really care what the fuck we did. And then it moved into me becoming the store manager. fucking just do shit all the time, like when we're not busy. When
so when you're not busy, you're like
you just get go fucking hit golf ball. Like you remember the Food Lion parking lot with that big
field? Yeah.
We'd fucking go out there with golf balls.
Really?
Hitting baseball and shit like that.
Jesus Christ. That's what sucks about my job is that when we're slow, you're required to sit at your desk. Like you can't leave. You can surf the internet if you want. Well, don't read a book because that's going to make it look like we're not busy because we're not busy. Fucking regarding what you're talking about with the simultaneously awesome and shitty.
Mm-hmm.
A job I had that was simultaneously awesome and shitty was in college one summer. I worked going door to door called canvassing.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to raise money and get signatures on a political issue. I later got incredibly disillusioned with the whole thing. Simultaneously, the best and shittiest job I've ever had an awesome but shitty job. Shitty because you're going door to door and people don't like you.
Yeah.
The moment you show up to their house with a fucking clipboard in your hand, they immediately know there's no reason I want you here unless you're holding a big fucking check. And I don't know you. I want you gone. But it was awesome in the fact that it was like the first job I ever had where like almost everybody I worked with was my age. And they all had their own apartments nearby where we worked. So during the day, you'd go out and canvas, get lots of exercise, have various dogs sicked upon you, if that's even a word.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Nah, fuck it. But then at night, you get to go to this person's house and just party all night.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Just like, let's just get drunk and fucking woo, be nutty boobs. Yeah. But I would never do it again.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you settle into a certain, like, standard of living, you're not going to subsist.
Oh, yeah. No, I never want anything other than an office job where I can just sit at a desk, I sit at a computer, and work. I've done physical
slowly
shit.
Slowly have your arteries harden and die of a heart attack.
Yeah, no, I'm 36. I'm already past middle age. I passed that at about 24.
There's a Louis bit about that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, it's not from the. It's from one of his stand-ups. He's talking about how he was like at 40 years old. He's like, I don't know if I'm well into my, or if like I'm only halfway through life or whether or not I'm almost completely gone.
I might be 4/5 of the way in.
Yeah.
We don't know.
He's like, if you, you know, 10 years from now, if you see a statement that said, you know, like if I die today, it would be horrible. But if, you know, 10 years from now, it'd be like, oh, he lived a pretty good life.
That's right. And like he sits there and later on, he's like, you know, I'm kind of ready to be done. You know? Like, okay.
It's like, I'm not suicidal. I don't want to kill myself, but you know.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's got to be relaxing.
Yeah.
What's the best job you've ever had?
I mean, I don't even know what my worst one. See, that was the thing. I didn't really have a worst or best. Like, literally, my jobs were just...
Like retail.
Yeah, I mean, there was food service, retail... bowling alley.
And then a security guard.
Security. I mean, I've worked like different Office Max I worked for.
So really, you just had a string of shitty jobs. So it sounds to me like I don't think you know what a good job is.
Probably not.
Oh, but
that's why I was saying, like, good is kind of subjective. It's like certain things were good about it. Like when I worked, I was a truck driver also.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were doing the bread deliveries.
Yeah, but then I also did freight. When I moved to Richmond, I was doing freight. I didn't realize how many jobs I've had, but it was actually a pretty good
And deal. You are how old right now?
I will be 30.
You will be 30.
Yeah.
And you are going to school.
Yes.
A very good school.
Yeah, it's UVA. It's pretty decent.
UVA.
Best one that I could go to.
Yep, University of Virginia, fine school. And what are you studying?
Astronomy and chemistry.
Astronomy and chemistry.
Yeah.
Like in like specifically like some subgenre of that of astrochemistry.
Yes, that is what it's. That's yeah.
So you're going from being a truck driving, pizza delivering, mm-hmm. Office Max stocking, security guard,
mm-hmm.
to being like a cutting edge scientist.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but a scientist. Yeah,
a scientist. Fuck it. I don't care what kind of scientist you are. You can say that you're a fucking scientist. Yeah. I don't know anybody that can say that.
I'm looking forward to, like, this is literally what I'm looking forward to.
What?
go into Facebook and put doctor in front of it. Not really. I mean, it's kind of cool. It would be cool if people called. You know, I don't know. It's very prestigious. I know. Like, I don't think I've ever known a doctor that, you know, didn't touch my balls on a regular basis. <so. laughs>
Here's the thing about that, Sean. That was me.
Oh.
In a wig. With no other disguise, which is why I don't understand why you're so ready to be like, yeah, okay,
couple Clark. Balls. You leave the heroes to Superman.
Cup the balls.
Cup the balls.
Stroke the shaft.
Say my name.
Cup the balls. Stroke the shaft. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good. You're going to be a big star. Say my name. That's got to be the best job that Sly Stallone's ever had. A blow job that got recorded. We talked about this in a previous episode. There's an urban legend that Sly Stallone... Sylvester Stallone, Mr. Stallone to you. One day forgot to take off his recording equipment while he was filming a movie, and he went into a trailer with this extra, and they caught him recording, and the sound crew recorded him telling her,
cup the balls. Yeah, okay, that's real good. That's real good, okay. Stroke the shaft. Yeah, okay, yeah, you know, up and down. Not side to side, you know. That don't make no sense. That's real good, kid. You're gonna be a big star. Here's my brother Frank. Frank, sing a song while she does. Okay. Hey, could you sing that one song by TLC, whatever the name is? Okay, thanks. And then he said, "Okay, say my name." So to put it back together,
I feel like the balls. I feel like you put
stroke
a little exaggeration on that story.
Well, it's an urban legend. It's not like I was there. I wasn't the extra with Sly's fucking cock in my mouth.
You lied to me.
Just a little fib. I made it a little more interesting, but now that we're... Okay.
Man, you owe me $5. No, I don't know.
Actually, it kind of brings me to the next job. The next question I had about jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the strangest job you've ever had? Oh, no. I'm sorry. Take that back. No, scratch that. Strangest job you've ever heard of.
Oh, ever heard of?
Or could imagine. I gotta think that Sylvester Stallone has his own ball washer.
That's a Lewis Black joke.
I know
it is.
Okay. It doesn't mean that somebody hasn't made it into a thing.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I didn't know if you were like just randomly pulling that out of your ass.
No. I'm well aware of Lewis Black.
No, what you gotta do when you're washing the balls, honey, you know, you go counterclockwise. Say my name. Yeah, that's good.
You going rinsing and scrubbing. Scrubbing and rinsing.
Rinsing and scrubbing. No, look. Sorry, look. Hold on.
Scrub, scrub, rinse, rinse.
No, first, hey, check this out.
Because wax I on, wax off. And my nuts should be clean.
I'm an important person. I could do a Sly Stallone slash. My Sly Stallone impression sucks.
It's horrible.
But I love fucking doing it.
The one thing you have going for you is completely illegible, so it kind of matches.
Hey, whoa.
That's how he orders food. Now, the strangest job ever. I thought about this, and I started doing research on it. I can't... The idea of a fluffer in porn.
Yeah, that's actually a strange job. Immediately after you said it, that was the first thing I said, but then I was like, that's not really that strange.
And the other thing is this. Like most jobs, thanks to modern technology, fluffers in porn are losing work.
They got like a machine.
Because, nope, they have Viagra.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Apparently, there are a lot of girls that still, well, according to Ron Jeremy, I think he's a crazy person.
Probably.
Yeah. According to him, a lot of the young girls in the industry now like to work with him because he can get it up without Viagra. So therefore, it doesn't, like, he may not go for 4 hours without being able to come because you have to be able to do that to make a porn because there are sickos like you that like cream pie material. Well, why doesn't somebody come up with synthetic porn jism? That'd be a fucking job. Come up with a synthetic porn jism factory.
Well, I mean, that's when you have the lesbian dildo ejaculate. That's basically
okay.
What it
that
is.
Works too. Come up with a jism mechanism.
A jism mechanism.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's already named that. I would bet money on it because that's perfect. That's the perfect name.
Well,
for
great.
It.
There goes my kid's college fun. I thought I would make some money off of fucking patenting a word.
Now, so, as far as jobs, do you have any? I know you're going to school for, you said, computer technician. Computer science. Technician? Computer science.
Computer science. So, actually learning code.
So you actually you have future prospects as well.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm in my first class. I don't know. It's kicking my ass. I don't know if I have any potential.
Fair enough. It is kind of late to get in the whole programming game. Like,
yeah, no shit. But the guy that's helping me, I think he's actually a couple years older than me. Mm-hmm. And he just got it. He just started going back to school. He just went back to school a few years ago for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand is skyrocketing. Everybody needs them. They make good money.
Yeah.
And it meets my only requirement of I need to be able to sit in an office and not move if I don't want to. Preferably, I could get a job with one of those really progressive companies where it's like, hey, man, why don't you just relax on the ping pong table? And then later, you can make this really cool code that'll make a cat do a somersault.
Dude, I can almost guarantee that, like, that is exactly how, like, most old school programming went. Because they're, like, the Linux software,
yeah,
it's built in. There's this fucking penguin that's, like, built in. It's like this cartoon penguin. There's a particular series of code that you can input, and this fucking penguin pops up. And it's their mascot. Like, I'm just like,
that's somebody just like,
awesome.
Hey, check this out. I'm totally
gonna, it's like a calling card. It's like a Home Alone where they like the wet bandits.
Oh, the wet bandits.
It's their calling card or fucking penguin that pops up. They should have made it to where, like, if you insert a little bit different code but similar, he fucking pops up with this huge cock in his hand. See if people can find it. Like, make it a bet. Like,
I want to see the animation of a penguin with a huge cock. I want to see it waddle. I want to see if it could do it. Like, would it, like, just, like, totally fuck up its feet because its cock is just slapping against the top of its fucking...
No, see, like, it would have the wing and then in the front. So eventually it would get rocking so much that it would start to spin and turn into a propeller.
And then they would no longer be flightless birds. We fixed penguins. Just give him a huge cock. Get on it. Get on it. That's your new job for the rest of your life. Is giving penguins huge cocks.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of which, I was going to ask you, what's your dream job? But I think we found it.
Sold. Hey, it'll sell. I think. Probably not. Oh, you cut that part out.
Yeah. That fucking hurts.
Fair enough.
1552-ish. Yeah.
Fucking oh, God, you come up with like a penguin airline.
Penguin Airlines! Hey, remember back when chunks of metal couldn't fly? And neither could penguins.
It's the perfect marriage.
Yeah. Fucking penguins. No, but actually, what is your dream job?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Dream
this,
job.
This is not Sean's pruning hour.
I mean, really, that's the main reason I'm doing this.
Scientist is your dream job. That's what you want to do.
After the years and years of shit jobs and, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, you have two fucking paths ahead of you. You have... continue down the one you're on and end never, up blowing your brains out at 35 with your when you're half.
That'd be about that's about right. I was 33, and I had jobs that paid well and that had benefits. I had to worry about losing them all the time through layoffs and stuff. But I've had like jobs where it's like I get taken care of reasonably well.
Yeah.
With all of the tangibles, the intangibles though is every job I've ever had they. Genuinely do not give a shit about the people that work for them.
Not to mention most of the people that work for them don't give a shit about each other.
No, well, yeah. Yeah, pretty much everybody is. It's kind of like...
I'm in it for me.
Me.
I believe the word you were looking for is narcissistic.
Yeah. No, I think me.
It is probably a little bit. Narcissism would incite that you worked with gorgeous people. Or anything resembling.
Well, no, narcissism doesn't necessarily... That's vanity, what you're talking about. That's not necessarily narcissism. It's
similar. No. I mean, the whole thing was he lost his voice because... Or no, what was it? Something about Echo. Or it was the...
No, you're thinking of Narcissus.
Yeah, but it's
Narcissus, being... like, I don't know, he drowned or something because he couldn't stop looking at his reflection in the water. Yeah,
that's why narcissistic.
That doesn't sound... Yeah, that doesn't sound narcissistic necessarily. That sounds dumb.
It's fucking named for him. That's the point.
I know, but still, it should be called dumb. You're not narcissistic, you're just dumb. We could just... Let's just call things what they are. But I don't know.
Fair enough.
What, if you could make up any job. Like this, I want to make... I want this.
Like, okay, well, I mean, what I'm doing is a reasonable what my dream job is. Like, right. Something that I can aspire to.
But something that you could just, like, yeah. A job that doesn't exist. It could be a job that doesn't exist.
If I'm going to completely make up something.
Like, you could be like Scarlett Johansson's professional vagina cleaner.
No. Uh-huh.
And the brush goes on your penis.
I think she's a little overrated.
What? She's a little what?
Overrated is what I said, but that was a tad bit of a lie.
Scarlett Johansson is a joke. She is not overrated. She is rated.
Rated.
She is rated, yeah. And she is lovely. So is that one chick from The Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence. Have not seen a single one of her movies. Saw every single picture that got stolen off her phone. Because I am a scumbag. After the first three or four nuts, I really started feeling bad. Started going, man, this is wrong. Isn't it? Well, one more try. Let me see how I feel after this one. And then when I'm done, I'm like, yeah, that was fucked up. Now, if you could make up one perfect job for you... I would be a professional sleeper.
See, I can't sleep that much.
Enter sleep competitions.
I mean, you're talking
for
to
money.
An insomniac, so like,
well, no,
I would love to be a sleeper. Don't sleep.
I only get like five hours of sleep a night. That's a good I don't night. Sleep much. That's why I want to be a professional sleeper. If I never got pussy, I'd want to be in porn.
Hmm.
You know, if I was starving, maybe I'd want to be a chef.
No, eat the food you make. That would be torture.
Yeah, well, I'm not
the
saying...
The worst torture
if you
ever.
Can, oh, God, yeah, that's true. That just means you have the skill. It doesn't mean you have access to the food.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, if I just had a beautiful fish, I'd be able to make this into a... You know, but I can't!
Here's the fish, starving man. Make the finest fish you can. You take a bird, I'll cut your cock off, and I'll put it on a penguin and start an airline with that shit. Make my fish!
I believe we just quoted slavery a little bit there.
Hey, it comes up in every conversation I've ever had.
Education.
We also talked about school. Why'd you make that face, Marley? Why don't you like school?
All you do is learn about stuff you already know.
Really? What about you, Eddie? Do you feel the same way about school?
Yeah, I know.
You know everything?
Yeah, I know everything.
There's no way you can possibly know everything that you're talking about in your class already.
No, really.
Yes, really?
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 Yeah.
I doubt it. You know the worst part is I'm willing to bet those little monsters really do genuinely believe they know everything. But guess what? That little girl back there doesn't know where babies come from. I'm not ready to have that conversation yet, but the school's forcing us to have it. They are going to learn the technical terms for a penis and a vagina, and that it takes a man and a woman to make a baby. But however, with modern science, that isn't necessarily true. Really awkward conversations are coming in just a couple of years. Me and Sean discuss education. Enjoy, guys.
Idea the image I have in my head now of penguins. I just have a penguin upside down, scared out of his fucking mind, flying through the air with this thing attached to him. He doesn't know how it got there. Fuck you, Sean. That was funny. I'm going on the porch with this cigarette real quick. You keep talking, motherfucker. That was wonderful.
Oh, man.
I have to jump up to uppercut you. Here's why I hate that you're so damn tall. If I want to pretend to give you an uppercut to your gut, I actually have to jump a little bit to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're gargantuan.
Mm. That's cool.
That's fine. Now, you're back in school currently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've covered that. You're going back to school to get your dream job.
Yeah, my feasible dream job.
Feasible dream job. Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Obviously, you know, not.
I can't be.
The mastermind of the Penguin Air Force.
Because that would just be too awesome. But, yeah, definitely. I've always been that had the science, you know,
yeah,
itch. And astronomy always stood out to something. It was very fascinating. And then also, I've been, you know, I took chemistry in college. It was one of my, it was like an elective. I just felt like, you know, I felt like it was something if I was going to, because initially I was going to be physics. Mm-hmm. And I took chemistry as well and just ended up enjoying it so much better. And so I never really...
I remember when I was in high school, one of the classes that I really did understand well was chemistry. Mm-hmm. Earth science, couldn't get interested. Biology, didn't care. But yeah. Chemistry I got and I went with. And I did okay in that class. Mm-hmm. I never took it again. I don't know why. I never took chemistry in college. I took biology.
Because you would hate it. You took it in college, probably. Oh, okay. Actually, I don't know. This will be my... Well, I mean...
I'm taking college algebra right now, and I hate the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I liked high school algebra when I took it as an adult 6 months ago.
Yeah, I took that in eighth grade.
I took Algebra 1 in the eighth grade. Oh, okay. And some people... There's going to be a couple people that actually know this guy that can verify this guy is real. Have you ever heard of Mr. Childs?
Oh, yeah.
Was he around when you went to school?
I mean, I know Chris mentioned him. I'm pretty sure...
Everybody had a Mr.
Childs. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was there when I was there, but I remember hearing about him, if not from Dee or Chris.
There has to be... I just thought about something. Go with me on this. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you were in school,
yep.
Your teachers, your principal, mm-hmm. whatever, there was one teacher, minimum, maybe more.
High school?
Any age school. Where every kid in the school did an unflattering impression of that teacher.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay, who was yours? Because I can name you a few of mine.
Go ahead, because I got to think about that.
Okay. I had an elementary school principal named Mr. Ryan when I lived in Jersey as a kid. And everybody knew his big thing was going, like he had the longest...
Okay, you just reminded me of mine.
Buddhist, as an adult, I look back and I go, maybe that's just like his mantra or whatever. That's how he gets himself calm. Like I'm gonna kill these fucking kids if they don't shut up. Like, get on the microphone here. Good morning, children. Holy shit, that
did
works.
You feel that release of energy that was going to be your death?
Yes. I was going to try to cure each and every one of yours Parkinson's by choking you. That is called a callback.
A callback.
Yeah, now, okay, so you said that did you think of somebody, or?
Yeah. My, I think I had him as my gym teacher, ninth grade. It was either ninth or tenth. I'm pretty sure it was ninth. I guess that doesn't really matter. But anyway,
Oh, shit, what was his name?
That's going to fuck with me. Because I had Miss Dandridge.
Just start talking about him. Maybe you'll remember his name.
Mr. Hines.
Why do I know that name?
I don't think he would have been there when you were there by any
means. No. Did he have like a young guy, youngish guy, mustache kind of, blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. I had him for study hall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so this was his thing.
Wow, that's the end of your life as a teacher. If you're teaching study hall, you're literally babysitting kids for 30 minutes. Just sit there and don't. Cut each other with stuff. If anybody stabs the other one in the neck with a pencil, you're going straight to the principal's office.
That was like pre-cell phone, pre-computer, really, like where you could do a lot of shit where you could just like sit there and like surf the internet while you're watching these
exactly.
kids. But
Mr. Hines, you had an impression of Mr. Hines?
Yeah, it was all right. So me and Steve both had him, and every time he walked in the room, we start laughing because the way he talked, he was like, Hey, everybody here. Listen up here. We need to go outside. We stay in here. Don't matter to me. You know, it was just shit like that he would say. Or, look, I'm not the brightest brick on the wall. I remember he fucking used to say that all the time.
What was that phrase?
I ain't the brightest brick on the wall.
It was brightest brick in the wall.
On the wall or in the wall. I guess it doesn't really matter.
I can't think of a single intelligence metaphor that involves bricks. And except for you're dumb as a brick.
I think that's supposed to be the point.
I ain't the brick.
Because
considering I know the guy you're talking about, it wouldn't surprise me if he was sitting there. It's like this makes total sense. There's some bricks are bright, some bricks ain't. Some bricks your eyes just attracted to. Other ones, not so much. Look at that. That one's just red. Every brick is red. That one over there, purple. Me, not the purple one. I remember him. No, there was a rumor when I was going to high school that literally students that like at he would go to graduation just to go through and ask out the girls that just graduated. I don't know how true it is. I met a girl. I couldn't, to this day, I could not tell you who it was. I knew a girl who swore that Mr. Hines asked her out in cap and gown.
Oh, wow.
right outside of the school after the ceremony. Like it was something like she had literally had her diploma for like 15 minutes.
Hey, Meg, 18 yet?
It's funny how, like,
hey, Brandy, how you doing? Listen, you 18 yet? No? All right, see ya. Later, hey, listen. You want to see my purple brick? No, I remember that guy. There was another dude. Well, Mr. Childs, everybody had an impression of, too.
And a good morning to you. And a good morning to you. And the way he... But actually, totally get off the impressions point. Okay. You actually go to a brick-and-mortar school. Have you ever done an online class where everything's 100% online?
Yeah, I mean, when I was at community college, I had... quite a few online.
Really?
Some were even
but
had a couple
lower
hybrids.
Level courses, though, I would assume.
Like, I mean, they were the electives like
sociology, history of China,
yeah.
Yoga, all actual classes I took in college. I was a sociology major, so I took lots
fair
of
enough.
Yeah, I took penology in the college. What's that?
Is
the study
stamp
of?
Collections?
No. Well, kind of, maybe. It is collecting people that may have stamped something with their foot. It's the study of punishment. Penology. We researched a lot about prisons. One of the and that we had to write our term paper. We had to pick one issue that is commonplace in prisons, and if I remember correctly, you had to draw it. You had to draw it out of a hat.
Oh, geez.
If I remember correctly, I got prison rape. I had to write a 12-page paper about how dudes get rammed in the ass in prison against their will.
Without being rude or crude or offensive.
I don't know. I had to be respectful about it.
How do you talk about that without sense
How do you talk about that without your asshole hurting for 3 months? That paper saved my life.
Yeah. You're I am never going to prison.
Never going to prison. I will suck on a gun barrel before I suck on a different kind of gun barrel in prison. I will shoot myself in the mouth before I let someone else shoot in my mouth.
Yeah.
No, that was it was terrifying. I had to talk about like the spread of AIDS and herpes and shit like that throughout the prison systems and everything else. It was terrifying. But regardless, and guys in prison. Back to education, guys in prison now can easily go back to school with the proliferation of online schools, both legitimate and some being diploma factories. The University of Phoenix has come under a lot of fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime the... As soon as I started hearing about these online purely courses, I was very skeptical of it because they're early. Like, this is brand new. Never go in on the ground floor.
I do not trust a for-profit school.
Yeah.
I do not trust it. And that's what University of Phoenix and all those other ones are. Capella University or whatever. Mm-hmm. All that shit. They actually recently made it to where, like, I think a lot of, like, University of Phoenix courses, like, you cannot get federal student loans for anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, took it away because so many of their students were defaulting on their loans.
Mm-hmm.
Because the degrees aren't worth anything.
Mm-mm.
But I do think that in the future, the brick-and-mortar school, like what you're used to and what I was used to, I think in 20, 30 years, that's going to be almost a novelty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there will be a replacement, but I don't think it's online.
Yeah. I think that schools will literally just kind of become office buildings with cubicles.
Yeah.
Where professors go in and they do their class in a cubicle in front of a webcam.
He's literally... being sent, you know,
sent out
to like
300, college, 300 people. And to be honest, it's about the right size for a college course, or at least an introductory one, like, you know, History 101.
I've never even come close to having a class that big.
Really?
Currently, the biggest class I've ever been in is the one I'm currently in, which has 75 people.
Well, you're also in the upper levels of the course.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm referring to is a computer science course, a scientific computing course. And
what's the code for it?
It's like 2660. So it's, you know, it's not the 16.
It's a 200
it's a 2000,
level.
Yeah. But I mean, that's not. I mean,
that's
different. I'm taking a 5000 level chemistry course next semester.
Right. But no. But precisely what you're talking about is that even though it's in the 2000 level, it's all the people that couldn't get through the 1000 levels of stuff are gone.
Well, and
they all have to go to
only
those lectures.
For scientific computing.
Right.
So these are people that are either engineers or physicists,
right.
Or in my case, astronomy.
A very, not a lot of people get into those fields. That's why that's why they're recruiting so heavily
for
them.
That's why instead of, instead of graduate school costing me $200,000 for the 2 years to get my master's, you get paid to be a scientific
Really?
Graduate student.
Are you serious?
Does that
work for computer science too?
I don't think so. It's really like physics and astronomy are the two big ones. I don't even think, or like, and maybe even chemistry, maybe the like the main sciences, but like engineering is not considered. They don't have that.
Yeah.
Because it's supposedly you're supposed to make a lot of money. Yeah. Like the point is to kind of, because there really is no intermediary scientific jobs. They just don't really exist. Like you can't, you wouldn't get a degree and jump straight in. It's a process. It's within academia.
But you have to have a master's degree now, basically, to get anything close to a decent job.
Well, apparently, I thought that initially, and then I talked to this woman from University of Maryland. She had come down to talk to some students, and she was like, "No, you pretty much can't do anything, even with just a master's."
Are you serious?
Like you almost have to, because the process.
You have to go get your PhD for you to do what you want to do.
Pretty much, because it's those connections. And the feeler, but I mean it kind of makes sense because you're supposed to be the best in your field, top of the line.
Well, yeah, but that takes time. I mean,
that time, like this is your process in grad school. Your first 2 years, you get your master's. You're basically doing the same thing you did the first 4 years with a little extra. Sometimes you might have to do like some TAing and stuff like that.
Well, I'm saying,
but then after that, it becomes you become into the doctoral program, and it takes 3 or 4 years. But you're doing research. You're basically already doing your job.
Yeah.
But you're at the university, they get credit for anything.
Well, okay. Well, here's my question, though. Newton. Okay. Sir Isaac Newton.
Okay.
What do you know about him, personally?
I've never met him personally. Okay,
well, I'm right.
No, I mean...
So you don't know how his dick tastes.
No.
Okay. But, if I'm right, he basically quit college.
Well, I mean, but that's a different... you're comparing 400-year gap.
Everything you're learning about is based on the shit he discovered by accident. He didn't need a master's degree or a PhD.
Not quantum physics. I mean, quantum physics is less than 100 years old.
Shit, fucking 50 years ago, you probably could have been a physicist as long as you went through the 8th grade. that's a joke. That's a joke. Okay. I'm talking about how we are continuously more and more expecting higher and higher and higher credentials before people get a shot at doing something and proving themselves. Now, I'm not saying that within what you do, you shouldn't be, because you're going to have bosses and supervisors and stuff, in a scientific role.
Yeah.
If you want to become a boss or a supervisor, maybe you do need to have a master's degree or a PhD, but if you just want to be a worker bee scientist, running around with your beakers or whatever the fuck you're going to use.
I mean, that's called a technician. That's
what's wrong being it?
I'm just saying, they already have that. Like, that's... If you want to be in the science field, but you only want
to be a technician.
Degree, yeah, you would be a technician.
Okay.
Which means you get shit on by both the scientists and the engineers.
Oh.
it's not a bad job. You make good money.
Do you?
And you can, you know, you can make it. Most of the time, you know the shit better than them because you use
You're actually doing it hands-on. Like a nurse versus a doctor.
I mean,
it's
like a trickle down. There's a certain hierarchy within science. It's completely ridiculous. I don't necessarily aspire to it, but like if you're not like if you have nothing to your name, you're pretty much worth nothing, and it kind of.
Well, yeah, that's the way everything works.
Yeah, but it's prominent because there's so few scientists, that's a little bit easier to see, I guess.
Well, yeah, like I said, like I can't just be like, oh, you know, my buddy, scientist Jim. Like, you never... You know, my buddy, you know, the mechanic, Bob,
unless
or whatever.
You're within that field, that would be the only way.
Yeah, no. Well, then everybody you know is scientists.
Yeah.
It'd be stranger to be like, hey, guys, guess what? Let me get my scientist voice out. hey, guys, guess what? You're never going to believe who I hung out with this weekend. I met a plumber. And it turns out he's a really nice guy. He has a family and people he cares about. Don't you be one of those scientists, Sean, just with your... I don't know. all right, now let's totally switch subjects. Marley's taking a sex education course at school this year. She's in third grade. They're going to discuss the scientific names for the pussy and the cuck. And I'm assuming tons of giggling will ensue. I've taught her the word penis. I had to. I got tired of her going, I think there's a tick on the dog's boy parts. It's his penis, honey. Just say penis. Penis doesn't sound so bad, but I think I'm about to enter a world of pain regarding the kinds of questions my daughter's going to ask me, and I am not looking forward to it.
Ask your mother.
No, dude, she fucking asked me one day, she goes, Daddy, I don't understand something. And it's about to rain. I'm hoping, like, oh, she doesn't understand. Like, hey, they're puffy. They're obviously cotton. Why is water coming out of them? You know, or something dumb. Because kids are dumb. But she goes, I don't understand how random babies get into random ladies' bellies. And those are her exact words. And the only answer I come up with was like, yep, it's a mystery. No one knows. I don't know how you came here. Lord knows I didn't ask for you. You just showed up and I'm feeding you.
Yeah, isn't that kind of the male interaction of the whole thing?
Well, kind of. Yeah, I'm just paying the bills and hoping you don't grow up to stab somebody.
Much.
I don't like where things are going with that. Is she's growing up so fast and she's mm-hmm. learning so much more. And because schools, they teach elementary schools, you're learning stuff at a younger age now. Like, you're expected to be able to read a little bit at the end of kindergarten.
Yep.
When I was in kindergarten, if you just as long as you didn't OD on paste, it was like, oh, yeah, you're going to first grade. You're a keeper, kid. You know? As long as you didn't, like, piss on the teacher on purpose. As long as you didn't take those scissors that couldn't cut anything and put out a kid's eye for his milk. You were moving up. Yeah. You were moving up. And then you started learning the second half of first grade. But mm. now, like, she's already learning, like, very basic algebra. Mm. X plus 3 equals 6.
I was doing that in third grade.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't think I did that till, like, the 6th or 7th grade.
I was also, like, the talent and gifted program.
Oh, see, no, I was not. I was in the just don't make them feel too dumb program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, here, Charlie, here's a ball. Why don't you bounce it?
Okay. So this is kind of a little bit towards this, but this was kind of, I thought this was kind of fucked up, but apparently when I was in, I think it was middle school, a buddy of mine, his mom was a teacher at the time.
Yeah.
And apparently she was talking to another, or like some other teachers, and they like started questioning why I was in the
Gifted and talented.
Yeah, they were like, why is he in the gifted and talented?
Oh,
he was not even.
You ever heard that?
No. He told me this years ago. Yeah. I mean, it was like maybe 10 years ago when he told me this. I was well out of high school, but it was just funny to me. It was kind of like it kind of showed how Louisa was. Like, my experience with Louisa was we get there and suddenly everything, I'm not good enough because my last name is Booth. Like, it literally was.
Your brother
all the time.
You probably did,
but I don't get vitriol. No, I'm not talking about just in school,
right?
I'm talking about the whole experience. There's a lot of people who never knew my brother.
Okay,
so I mean, to assume that the nepotism that was rampant in that town.
Oh well, yeah. Oh no, that was different. Yeah.
But it was just it just seemed
with
like
sports and everything else. That's why I didn't bother with sports once I went to fucking Louisa. Well, the other reason there are lots of reasons I didn't do sports once I moved to Louisa because mostly because I wasn't good at them.
That hurts.
I played basketball in 7th and 8th grade, and I wrestled in 9th grade. But
you wrestled a 9th grader?
I was a 9th grader. I wrestled a 2nd grader.
Oh, geez.
And lost.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to go a different direction with that.
Nope.
You wrestled a 2nd grader and kicked his head off.
No, I wrestled a 2nd grader. Next thing I knew, I was in him. That's cut. Oh. You ever say something and it's just like, that was a good idea 4 seconds ago?
Does that sound like an Aziz joke? Like, that was the same delivery and everything.
Really? I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, it's all right.
Celebrities. We also talked about famous people. You don't care about famous people? You're always saying, do we know anybody that's famous?
Yeah, because those people are famous, and you know what famous means?
No.
They're famous, they're rich, they own mansions.
That's not what famous means. Famous means that people know who they are. So do you guys ever want to be famous?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, Marley, we'll start with Marley. You do not want to be famous.
Why? Wait, I only want to be rich.
Okay. That works.
I want to be rich.
You want to be rich and have a mansion,
yeah,
but do you want to be famous?
Yeah, I want to be all three.
Okay, why not?
I don't.
Sean and Charlie discuss celebrities. Have fun, guys.
Celebrities! Celebutantes!
Fuck them.
None of that. None of that.
I would never want to be a celebrity.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I would concur.
I imagine, you know, after all six people download this, maybe I'd be a celebrity of sorts in a very small circle.
Yeah.
Which means that these people know who I am. I couldn't handle the idea of being an actual celebrity, like, where everybody in the world, and, yeah. Everybody in the world knows who you are. They know everything you do. Everything you do is nitpicked at and just picked apart. What did she mean in this photograph where she looked somewhat unhappy?
She's got depression.
She's got depression. She must be going through a divorce. After she murdered her baby. Yeah, exactly. Now, you had some specific questions about celebrity. I didn't have shit to talk about that.
No, I mean, I was just curious, like, what do you think makes a celebrity? Like, do we, you know, a lot of times people define celebrities as, like, you know, actor, actress, maybe, you know, sports figures. But, like, recently you've got a lot of this, like, reality star bullshit. And consider them celebrity? They have the technical definition, but...
I think celebrity is just plain and simply that you're famous and you have a fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like I don't think the Unabomber is a celebrity.
You can make an argument.
If you can
make an argument for Charlie Manson, you could probably do the same for the Unabomber.
Shit, you're right, because Charles Manson is a celebrity.
No, he's
basically
definitely a celebrity.
Oh my god, that's really all it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be famous and have a fan base, and yep. Everybody that's famous has a fan base.
There was this interesting video I was watching about. Looking at, like, just populations, like, how everything works and for names.
Yeah.
So he was talking about how there is, like, 100... What did he say? Like, 100,000 people in the world are considered celebrities.
That's
it? Something like that. Based on Wikipedia pages or something like that.
Based on Wikipedia pages. So...
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? That isn't fair, because what about local celebrities?
Yeah.
In Richmond, there's a local celebrity. I think her name is Dirt Woman.
Oh, Dirt Woman.
I've heard of
Elliot
Dirt Woman.
Elliot in the Morning?
Yeah. I've heard of Dirt Woman. Dirt. I don't listen to Elliot in the Morning.
Oh, man.
That
was my thing.
No, I couldn't stand Elliot in the Morning.
He does kind of grate on you sometimes, but a lot of times it's funny as fuck.
I miss Mike and Mike in the Morning, which is Mike who Elliot Mike. In the Morning replaced.
Yeah. Well, they had an ESPN. Is that not the same? Mm-mm. Mike and Mike?
It was a local Richmond show.
Mike and Mike.
Which is two guys who happened to be named Mike. And, like, Larry the Cable Guy would call in before he was famous.
Oh, nice.
He was just a working comedian.
That's funny.
That knew Jeff Foxworthy and the guys, because, like, he opened for Jeff when he would play clubs or a theater or something. But he didn't... He wasn't a celebrity at all. When the blue collar thing first came out, I was like, oh, so that's what that guy looks like.
Larry
the
Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy. And he was a... lot funnier on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of it was like I could kind of get, okay, that's kind of humorous, but I would never give him funny. But he's such a
Here's the thing. He must be funny because people find him funny. And just because you don't find him funny doesn't mean he isn't funny. Some people find him funny. If anybody in the world finds you funny,
I'll tell you what's funny.
You're funny.
He's worth more than Jeff Foxworthy.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty positive. I might not be exactly positive on the numbers, but I've heard
if
that
he gets a cut of every Get Her Done bumper sticker.
Yeah, he maybe. I don't know. I want to say that that's true, but that could be complete bullshit.
He might be in that Microsoft guy's.
Jeff Foxworthy? I doubt he's.
No. I'm saying Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you imagine if he made more money than Bill Gates?
No, I couldn't really imagine. That's ridiculous.
True.
Bill Gates?
You don't know. Larry the Cable Guy might have come up with Windows, but he called it Windows.
Windows?
Windows. Windows. Windows.
It's like a cleaning product.
It's just like Windows, but it's called Windows. Does the exact same thing.
See, but what are you? Are you saying Windows or Windex?
Windows.
It's the same word for both.
They're synonymous.
Yes.
Windows.
Yeah.
No,
AEIOU.
AEIOU.
So what's the fascination with celebrities? What do you think? Like,
people are bored.
Is that what it is?
That's got to be it. I mean, even going back to, like, early celebrities, and I'm not talking, like, Clark Gable.
Yeah, you're talking, like, Shakespeare.
Napoleon. You know, he was a celebrity. Yeah. Julius Caesar was that version of a celebrity. Yeah. because most of our lives are so mundane, and they're so, like, that's one of the reasons why those trashy magazines like In Touch and stuff say, hey, look, celebrities do the same things we do. Oh, look, here's Vanessa Hudgens eating a burrito. I eat burritos.
I don't want to see a picture of Vanessa Hudgens unless she's eating something other than a burrito.
Oh, Sean, you're just a, you're a cat.
Oh, yes, I am.
She has had more naked pictures get leaked.
Oh.
That girl can't stop taking naked pictures of herself.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting, the whole
God
phenomenon.
Bless her.
Like, you would, it's got to be intentional at this point. It's
to absolutely a degree. I don't think Jennifer Lawrence's was at all.
That just makes her a moron, kind of. If that, at that point, because that it had already happened.
She's
so
22
much.
Years old.
Okay.
You ever done stupid when you were 22?
Yeah. And then when people call me stupid, I didn't argue with it. I was like, yeah, I was dumb. That was kind of the
but
point.
No, she is right when she goes, this is not just a breach of privacy. She's like, this is a sex crime.
Yeah.
And
no,
she's
I agree
absolutely
with that.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm not going
to
push
participated in a sex crime, thanks to Jennifer Lawrence.
The way I preface that, I think I made it seem like I was blaming them. Not in any way,
right.
shape, or form. It was more of just...
No. Some, I think, are completely intentional. Some are just like, dude, look, I can see that lit umbrella thing that the photographer's using in the background.
This looks way too professional to be a selfie on a phone.
Exactly.
It's a damn good phone.
Yeah. Really? How did you take a selfie of yourself fucking your boyfriend from 19 feet away?
Selfie stick.
Selfie stick? What's a
selfie
stick?
You never heard of a selfie stick?
No.
It attaches to your phone. It's like a 5-foot-long pole.
Oh,
it's the worst. Humans are done for. We're going to go. We're done. We're just fucking done.
You're right.
Head between your legs, kiss your ass, it's over.
Oh my god. So basically all anybody did was come up with a telescoping thing so you can just say, hey look at me. Look at all of me. Look at all of us. Hey! The shit that prisoners do in prison to figure out what's going on in the next
there
cell.
There is a fucking pic. Now, I don't know if it's Photoshopped. In fact, it probably is. But there's a photo of a guy who's flying a plane. He's got the front window open. And he's got a fucking selfie stick, and he's taking a picture of the front of the fucking plane.
That can't be a real thing.
It's got. I don't like. They
you
obviously
can open the window of a plane.
Only it's at a low enough altitude. You can.
Okay. What if you lose your phone?
But that was what was curious to me because it was a lower altitude. It was a bigger plane, so I don't. I don't know. Maybe not.
I can't. I gotta think they can't just like open up a window.
Yeah. That did seem kind of weird.
Or else you have that German air shit happening all the time. In fact, I guarantee it must be Photoshopped. Because the German Airlines guy that crashed the plane on purpose, if you could do something as easy as just open a window, we'd hear of a lot more horrible things happening.
Possibly.
Because the moment you do that, the pilots, they'll pass out, within 30 seconds because of lack of oxygen. Or something like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, if it was done...
I'm not a plane scientist,
If it was done at a higher pressure now, it would be really bad. Because the cabin is pressurized, and so when you open the window, it decompresses and all that. Decompressing means there's X amount of oxygen, and it's going to always try to go to equilibrium. So when you go a lot of oxygen, not a lot of oxygen outside, it all rushes towards it. Because it wants to create an equilibrium. So that's
like
where
balls to a flame kind of thing?
Kind of, but yeah.
It's an interesting little side note. With Penguin Airlines, the same thing happens if the penguin drops the fish out of his mouth while he's propelling around with his cock. I'm sorry, that's still just the funniest fucking thing. That penguin would be a goddamn celebrity in about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Our fucking flying cock penguin? That penguin... would have more likes on and followers on Twitter than Kim Kardashian's pussy.
I'm going to request something from any listeners who have a bit of artistic talent. If you guys could fucking make this picture for us, we will love you long time.
I concur. If there's somebody out there,
we will make that our fucking
friend.
We will make that our logo.
I actually have that would have to be our logo. Somebody make a GIF or a GIF or however the fuck it's pronounced.
Supposedly GIF.
GIF. I don't know.
It's a GIF to me.
It's GIF because GIF is peanut butter, and peanut butter don't move. But Not, I mean, not really.
Yeah,
it just kind of sits there and it's peanut butter.
You were trying. I give you credit.
Thank you. I actually have a friend that's a graphic artist. I might ask her. I might even pay her to make this happen. I don't know.
So you just set it on so she could, you know.
Oh, no, that
was going to do it for free, but you said you were going to pay me.
No. That was you doing your excellent impression of me.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, see? Theater of the mind.
Nerd.
Theater of the mind. Nerd. Ah, Deborah! Sean's doing his Ray Romano impression again. God, I want that pelican thing so bad now.
Okay, you gotta make a choice. Is it pelican or penguin?
Sorry, penguin. Pelicans can fly.
Yeah.
Although a pelican would make an easily...
It would look like one of those jumbo jets that was trying to refill one of the planes. Have you seen that? Yeah, it's like flying around. Got this huge
That's how you refill a penguin's cock. Is you dip the cock in the pelican's mouth. And he swishes it around like it's mouthwash. Oh, spits it out. Gets it spinning again. Pelican just takes off. I mean, penguin just takes off.
Oh man, I wish I could draw what's in my head right now. Like if I had that ability to do that, it'd be so fucking beautiful. You just see this pelican.
Why aren't more artists like big time celebrities? Why is only Banksy like a big time celebrity?
That is kind of curious. Maybe it's because everybody thinks they're an artist, so they all make these really shitty paintings over and over, and then everybody is just completely numb to the idea of good art.
I think that really good art comes from a time when you couldn't see things move.
Yeah, that might that, well, I, like, other I than I, in real life.
Huh?
Except for in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could see a play,
yeah,
but you couldn't just sit and look at a fucking box on your TV. That's another reason why celebrities now are so rampant, is that there are so many different avenues to actually be able to see one between the internet, television... Well, really, that's about it, I guess. Print, which that's pretty much done. Back in the day, there's a reason that guys Fire like started. Buffalo Bill became a celebrity is because a company's like, well, we can put out 5 books a year with 12 pages because that's all we can make because it's old and everything runs off of steam. I totally get these celebrities that say, I don't want to be a celebrity. I don't like being famous.
Yeah, well.
Unfortunately, though, with a lot of... if you want to become an actor or an professional athlete or something like that, the way to get to the top of your game and to get access to the best projects and the best, you know, or the best challenges possible, you have to be in stuff that'll make you famous.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
That's why Kim Kardashian always lets somebody come inside of her.
Because
you got to be in something to be famous. Yeah,
she's let one person come in her.
The joke was going to be that she was in somebody, but then I realized that was going to work.
I think that she has... I saw that paste cover. I think she's got at least 3 or 4 people in that ass.
Oh, jeez.
I saw one of their faces smushing out going, help!
What album cover is that? That's a Bleed the Freak one, right? Alice in Chains where the dude's...
Oh, right! That's right! Like, you're
is that
right.
Is that...
I think
it's
so.
It's the way with the purple and the colors, the album art?
No? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
But then there's also the other one with the fucking coming out of the dirt. Anyway, okay.
The album Dirt?
Yeah.
I love that album.
Actually, I can answer that question here in a second. What the fuck I'm talking about.
Thanks to technology.
Thanks to technology.
Yeah.
It's a facelift. This one right here.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it's not coming out of something.
Not really. It has just a bunch of really weird colors.
But there is another album that I'm thinking of that has that.
No, I swear to God, it looked like
it's Korn.
Korn?
Maybe. Shit. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe that's what was in Kim Kardashian's ass.
No.
Was Korn. Like, we'll have Korn come out of our ass occasionally.
The band?
And the grain.
And the crop?
Yeah. Both of them.
Grain, crop.
I bet she sucked down... Jonathan Davis and Monkey, and polished off with a couple pieces of sweet corn.
Have you ever seen the music video for "Twisted Transistor" by them? You don't like them.
I loved Korn, their first two albums.
Okay.
And then the rest of them I started to hate. And then I went back and listened to the first two albums a few years later, and I saw myself going, this is shit.
Oh, wow, okay.
This is pure, unadulterated garbage. I'm glad they're trapped in Kim Kardashian's ass. They don't... That's one thing that I have trouble with. Fair enough. I think I just realized this. I apparently have trouble enjoying things I used to enjoy.
Yeah.
Isn't that a symptom of something?
Being old?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you gotta find new likes.
Huh?
You just got to find new legs.
I have.
Exactly.
I have. I
like, just because you like something before and you don't like it now doesn't like
I
diminish.
I really like solitude. I like fishing.
You like activities that you could do in solitude.
Yeah,
you would say that's take, why I drink you would off say so take much. A dump. You would say take a dump, but you have kids, so you never.
No, yeah, so I never take a dump. I haven't pooped in 9 years.
Oh, jeez,
I haven't.
Pretty soon, you're gonna have a wonderful. You're gonna get spliced open like Renee and have one wonderful bundle of joy pulled out.
All I'm saying is, I got so much going on back there right now. I should get my own paste cover.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's see if I can break the internet. And the answer, just so you know, is no, I can't.
You'll break it, but only from the inside. The code will kill itself. It's like, well, this world ceases to exist now. Let's just
like an old Tom and Jerry cartoon. Well, now I've seen everything. Do you realize how often characters commit suicide in old cartoons? It's constant.
I actually can't think of any.
Oh, I have a hard time finding some. Not thinking of some. Well, it's interesting because now they edit the. Now they don't show certain cartoons that they used to show.
That's an interesting thought. I was just thinking about, we're talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
Cartoons can be celebrities.
Yes, that's why fucking people dress up like Bugs Bunny yeah. in King's Dominion and shit.
But, like, you know, that obviously they are a celebrity, but who are you...
Who are you a fan of?
Are you a fan of the voice? Are you a fan of the artist? Are you a fan of the artwork? Is it purely?
I think you're a fan of an amalgam of all three.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know people where I still really enjoy South Park, and if Eric Cartman was a real person and I met him, I would be excited and afraid. Yeah. But
who would scare you more, Cartman or Stewie? Being real.
Oh shit. Well, Stewie definitely has the higher body count.
Yeah. And not to mention, I mean, Cartman's really just a stupid, he's overambitious.
Cartman
but he's not
is an
that
evil, like,
good.
8-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Stewie is basically an adult. Yeah,
Rex Harrison.
And Stewie can fight.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Unless the plot doesn't
I would rather... And Cartman does not have ray guns.
No, or time travel.
Or doomsday devices.
And he's not related to Leonardo da Vinci.
Is Stewie related to
that? I mean, that was the joke in one of the...
Really?
Went back in time, and Leonardo da Vinci looked just like him with the huge...
Oh, really? Jesus Christ. But I think... But regarding... Back to the South Park point. Mm-hmm. I do have friends that, they're like, I just... Like, South Park, I hate it. And I'm like, what do you hate? Is it the jokes? Is it the humor? Is it the animation? No, the voices. The voices annoy them.
But that's the
so,
point.
Well, yeah. I guess it's the point, but... What you're talking about in terms of what causes people to be fans of a cartoon character, which in turn makes the cartoon character
it's their voice.
A celebrity. Well, no, I think it's a mixture of all three. Like, I don't think I could enjoy The Simpsons. Like, have you ever heard of the original pilot episode of The Simpsons?
You mean like where the art was so
the
horrific?
Art was so bad yeah. they couldn't release it.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be the series premiere. Instead, they put up the Christmas special as the series premiere. That show, the animation was so terrible, even with the voices as they were, I would not have watched the show.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So I think it has to be a little bit of everything. Like I think that
see, I was
friends
only
of mine who can't watch South Park because of the voices, if those voices were put onto Family Guy or The Simpsons, they would hate Family Guy or The Simpsons. I think it has to be a little bit of everything. And the same thing, which is like, well, why is Kim Kardashian famous? Well, the easy answer is a sex tape. But the real answer is a little bit of everything. Yeah. You know, she's pretty. She, from what I understand, she actually has an excellent work ethic. Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason she's making all this money and is on everything, because she's constantly going to meetings. Mm-hmm. She's constantly, her agent constantly calling people, figuring out what she can do. I don't know if she necessarily turns down a lot of work. You know, so I think it's just a little bit of everything.
No, she hasn't done porn yet.
Well, no, she has. I've seen it.
She did home porn. I'm talking like professional.
Well, true. She looks like she. I've seen the her and Ray J tape. At least parts of
yeah.
it. She looks like she would be a really lousy leg. I think it would like just be like I might as well just fucking get a real girl online. At least I don't got to hear it talk.
Yeah.
I don't got to hear the following phrase that I did not believe. She did not sell me on this, and with her acting chops, I'm going to come. Actual fucking word from her while Ray J is railing her. I'm going to come. hi, I'm gonna come. It's no. Kanye, she is proof that Kanye West is insane. Yo, baby, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you. Kay. I can't. No way. Fuck. She is hot, though. If she knocked on the door right now, she'd be like, hi, I want you to make me come. I'd be like, all right.
All right.
It'd be rude to say no.
Yeah. That would be, you would not be being a good house guest.
No. I mean, granted, she's knocking in your door and demanding that I fuck her. And be honest, who could blame her? Who wouldn't want a piece of this?
I'm telling you.
Aside from everyone I know.
So, I don't know. This is kind of a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Okay.
Only because I say... I mean, as far as celebrities are concerned, it's kind of hard to determine, like, where you would draw the line
right.
on what a celebrity is. But, like, who would you say that you hate or like? And what I mean by it's weird...
I don't like anybody, Sean.
Yeah.
See, well, it's because, you would think, like, I would say, I don't hate anybody. Nope. I don't like anybody. No, go on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, if...
Like, if there's somebody I believe deserves their celebrity status versus somebody that I believe doesn't...
That's kind of what I was getting at. Like, because you can like somebody's idea, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you would like them as a person.
Well,
but how do you even categorize that? You have no personal interaction.
I'm pretty sure I would hate the shit out of Chevy Chase if I ever met
Probably.
Him.
Probably. He looks like a douche.
Yeah, I've read enough stuff about him and heard enough stuff about him. He sounds like an absolutely terrible human being. And this is him not on coke. Okay. I couldn't imagine how much of a prick he must be on it. I don't know. I'm willing to bet there are tons of people that are famous or what have you that I really would not care for in real life. I don't think I'd want to hang out with Sean Penn. But I do think I'd want to hang out with Matthew McConaughey for like 2 hours. And then after that, I'd just be like, hey man, I gotta go. All right. You know.
Are we all really going anywhere? Yeah.
Maybe you're going, maybe you're staying. No way to really tell until you take your path. Thanks, Matthew. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2 hours of that shit. Jesus Christ.
He does have some good weed.
He has some good weed. Yeah, there are lots of bitches there, man. But, yeah. I
harsh buzz.
I actually think I would like hanging out with Tom Cruise for a couple hours. I've heard him. He's only done a handful of podcasts. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think he may have only have done one. And it's The Nerdist.
Is that the porn star, Tom Cruise?
There's a porn star named Tom Cruise now?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I want to... I could have swore I saw something.
Is it spelled like C-R-U-U-Z-E with an umlaut somewhere?
I think so.
Oh, my God. I hope there's not a porn star Tom Cruise. If there's a porn star Michael J. Fox, oh. And all he uses are vibrators. Because they're...
No, I get it.
Because they're shaky.
They might not get it. Well, now they're
shaky. He has to mimic.
M to the J to... Or,
M to the J to the F to the shakes. I'm going to hell for all the fucking... Poor Michael J. Fox. I gotta make fun of Tom Cruise, but I can't because let's face it, he's perfect.
Tom Cruise...
The actor, not the dick for hire.
We've had this cover. We were just talking about Scientology, this whole thing, and...
Oh, man, that's
not take him seriously as an individual?
Oh, because he got sucked into a cult when he was 22, and now if he tries to leave, they're going to burn his house down.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit too famous for them to retaliate.
Oh, they can make it look like an accident, I'm sure, if they wanted to. I'm not even trying to be funny here. Like, I'm telling you. I don't blame John Travolta and fucking Tom Cruise being like, no, John Travolta, sorry, another terrible impression. Oh, wait, oh my God, Scientology. It's like my whole life. I like to go get the, what's that called, tested or whatever, because I'm trying to get clear. Oh my God, Mr. Cotto, oh my God. I do a really bad impression of a John Travolta that no one has heard of since the 70s. I don't blame them for not wanting to get out, because there are people that when they do get out of that, there have been reports of them literally taking like venomous snakes and leaving it in people's mailboxes that quit Scientology, did not even publicly speak out about it. Scientology, it's the fucking celebrity entertainment religion. I'll put it like this. Name one NFL player that's a Scientologist. Now name one NFL player that's a Southern Baptist.
Oh.
90% of them? Now, to be fair, name one NFL player that's a Jew. There might be one. There might be one that's a Buddhist.
Wasn't Jew... No.
You could probably name a few that are Muslim.
Yeah.
But you ain't gonna name one that's a Scientologist.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if there were.
I don't know.
What would exclude a football player or a basketball player from...
Man, athletes are too smart for that shit.
Actually, I want to say they're in that Scientology thing that they were talking to one of them.
Like, are you serious?
Was an athlete. Like, was it a boxer or something? Damn, I got to watch that again.
A boxer that's a Scientologist. That
doesn't say something.
I don't know much about Scientology, but I know enough to know that, like, so far as, like, religion goes, this is the bullshittiest religion I've ever heard of. And for some reason, it attracts all the celebrities. You don't ever hear about, oh and today, Kirk, no, I can't use Kirk Cameron. I don't know why I was just going to blurt out, Alan Thicke became a Mormon today. I don't know why does Scientology attract celebrities?
Well, they get them young when they're idealistic. I guess that's like a... And then once they got them, they're kind of fucked at that point.
Yeah. Then they're in.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, I can honestly say...
If you're still with me at 1 hour and 40 minutes of this thing, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So does Sean. He's not here with me during these little sessions. It's just me editing the thing. I am slightly ashamed of no more than 75% of the things I've said. But, you know, okay, fair enough. Did you guess why we named the podcast what we named it? I thought you might have. Sean knows why. And I do too, if I'm honest. We're soon to be released on iTunes. We're working on that. You actually have to go through a vetting process with iTunes to get released on iTunes. It's insane. Please feel free to contact us at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. That's okay, the letters O and K. We could not have made it easier. okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. We're also the OK spelled O and K, not OKAY. OK Fair Enough Podcast on Facebook. Please like our page. We're available for download at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. Again, OK, are you following the pattern? OK spelled OK. fairenoughpodcast.podomatic. That's P-O-D like David, O-M like Mary, A-T like Tom, I-C.com. Do you want to be a guest on the show? We would love to have a guest on the show. Contact us. We don't care what you want to come on and talk about. Do you want to promote the business you work for? Do you want to talk about something you're interested in? Do you have a hobby that you find interesting? I actually know, and Sean does as well, professional wrestlers. We would love to have a professional wrestler on. We will not... furthermore, we will not turn down submissions for any kind of fan art from all 7 of our fans. If you can create a GIF of a penguin spinning through the air by his cock, delivering mail or something, I don't know. We would love that. If you have a category or a question, send them. We'll read it, maybe, as long as the question isn't like, hey, why is Charlie so stupid and unfunny? I'm not reading that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And this one ran long, but we're working on it. Special bonus ep coming out next Tuesday from other material we didn't even use. We ask each other some questions. We didn't get there. Thanks, guys.